welcome back to the No Vex podcast. Hey, today I have with me a very, very special guest. I'm so excited. We have the multi-talented singer, songwriter, and producer, Kamida. Kamida, yes, say hi to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Top boy in the building.
Top boy in
the building. You already know, man.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes, so how are you feeling about this LA sun?
I love it.
Yes?
100%. My favorite place.
Your favorite place?
Used to be London, no?
Why LA over London?
Yeah, because LA has a sun. London has a way of shoving the cold into your body.
It's a little cold. I feel like that's separate from Africa. So LA is more accustomed to what we're used to than London. But London is so
LA
beautiful.
Yeah, LA is more it's like the weather that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the fact it has some cold in it. So it's like it's a blend and I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can we curse on here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, we love to have you here in LA with us. We're so excited for you to be talking to us today at the No Vex podcast.
Yeah.
I want you to start by going down history lane, talking to us about how you got into music. What was your inspiration behind actually starting music and, you know, the history behind that?
So basically, it was just a young kid who chanced on Akon's music in an internet cafe and got inspired and decided to change his dream of becoming a pilot to becoming a musician. Okay. You know, yeah. Akon is the reason, can't lie, you know. And it's I started off in a group, you know, when I found out this is what I wanted to do. I was in a group in high school, and we was just doing this like whole thing for about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I broke off the group and started like a solo career. So I kind of like started popping, you know, mainstream like 2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, with what song? What was the song that really took you out there?
The record is called For My Lover, and it features an artist from Ghana called Dako Vibes.
Dako Vibes, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've heard of him?
Vibe. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So why that song? Why do you think that song was the one that propelled you?
Yeah, because that was the record. Like, when I made it, and, you know, a few friends was like, let's put on somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, so we went and visited Omar Stellan of R2B's.
Okay.
And at that point, I think that Dako Vibe was his prodigy, kind of, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so he kind of like made it happen, and we did the feature, and that's the record that kind of like shot me like mainstream.
Okay.
You know, people love the record so hard. So yeah, that was the record.
Before we get too deep into the music part of this, right? I want to talk about you becoming a pilot, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what was that dream about?
Yeah, I was just fascinated. Like, I was just looking at planes one time.
Yeah.
Because I come from the Volta region, which is Aplau. We share border with, like, Togo.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, we're just, like, hustlers and all that. And we don't really get to see planes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and I came to Accra on vacation, staying with my cousins. And one time, yeah, I just heard this loud noise at dawn, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so I came out, and it's like, oh, it's the plane. I was like, every time I'm just outside trying to, like, watch, you know, while they drop altitude, and, you know, it was really, like, beautiful. I was like, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And that's what made me want to be a pilot. So the thing about me is I have to love it from afar, be passionate about it, and, yeah, be obsessed, and then I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I kind of like have a lot of like faith that I'm still going to be a pilot at some point.
You need to be a pilot, and you need to take me on your first trip. Free.
First trip? No, I wouldn't say first.
Look, you're
one.
Right. I don't want to die. Second.
No. It shouldn't even be about death, man. We're blessed kids. Do you know what I'm saying? Of God. But yeah, I'm just saying you're not going to be on the first one because definitely I have to take my mom.
Yeah, that's true. Family.
Solo, like my family, yes. Solo. And before business.
Okay.
You understand?
So, second, third.
So you probably be on like a 16th flight.
All the way down there.
No vex. Yes, sir.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So now let's get back into the music part of this. You said 2019, you had that record come out.
Yeah.
And then I believe the next hit was like Sugarcane, right?
No. Yeah, I had like Moets.
Okay.
After For My Lover, we did Yawa. And that kind of like, because my music is like very timeless. It's like you really need to like be in there,
Okay.
Like, take your time and, like, you know, get in there to really understand the vibes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, we're in an internet age and everybody just, like, it's just rushing here and there. Yes. So, it's like, sometimes the music is there, but people don't really, like, you know, get it.
Yeah.
You know, we did Yawa. We did The Best featuring Kelvin Boy. We did a bunch of records, though. But I had, like, a couple hits, though. I had, like, Available, which was, like, a good big one in Ghana as well. I had Hot Pursuit. I had a bunch of records, man. Yeah. Even before Sugarcane. Sugarcane came later.
Really?
Yeah, but Sugarcane kind of like did the international, you know.
Yes, it got propelled past Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, and you think social media, what impact do you think that made with bringing Sugarcane outside of the African
social media
border?
Yeah. Social media played a huge role, can't lie, because... When we dropped Sugarcane, we didn't really have like a bunch of resources. We was not signed. I wasn't signed to a label. Still not. But it's like I have a marketing background because I read marketing in uni.
Okay.
And so I have like the know-how of like just using the things around me to just like catch the attention of people. And I also like understand the phenomenon of like constantly being in the face of the people.
Okay.
That was the secret. It's like, yeah, this is social media, right?
Yeah.
There's Facebook, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's back then it was Twitter. There is X now. There's TikTok, Snapchat.
Yes, yeah.
So it's like constantly just like churning out content with the record. Constantly. And yeah, for some reason, man, the universe kind of like just favored us and it got everywhere.
Boomed.
That social media 100%, like, and so I really and truly do not like to underrate social media.
So do you think social media is a pro or a con for artists?
It could be both ways.
Okay.
You know, it could be both ways because sometimes they're saying content that people could just easily take and it's like, oh yeah, I'm just posting on my WhatsApp status and boom, that shit goes viral. And you know, puts you in a different light, you know, and same way, like in a positive light, there's just a content somebody puts on their WhatsApp status and it's like people, there's this common thing they say, they say, send me, please send me. And that's it. And boom, it goes viral as well. So it could be like the positive and the negative, you know. It plays both ways. Yeah.
But
I guess
like
everything.
When you think about it a little bit more, do you think that it's actually helpful to the newer generation of people who are trying to become musicians? For example, if they have a song that goes viral in like minutes, right? But they only have one hit.
Yeah.
And maybe that song prior to a couple years ago, it wouldn't have gone that big because there was no, social media didn't have as big of an impact that time. But now because of TikTok, you can make a song that has a catchy dance to it and everybody wants to do that dance, wants to listen to it. But then it only goes big for a couple of weeks, a couple of months.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be artists who would go through the real process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be artists who would just want to catch some tips and use that to make hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are some artists that are never going to be performing artists. They're just going to be like recording artists, you know? So it depends on what the aim is, what the vision is.
Yeah.
If you think you're not a performing artist and you just need hits to make some money, all right, cool. You can. I mean, there's no rule. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and nobody has to judge you to say, oh yeah, you're just picking these ideas quickly to just make quick hits. But at the end of the day, it depends on what you want to do. For me, I love to go through the full process, you know? And one of the things I love doing is performing. So yeah, I'm like, get into a CD and I'm just telling my management, all right, cool, like wherever you guys want us to perform with regards to activation, because like growing up I used to see like big artists tour, like they tour and we don't even know them.
Yes.
You know, they tour like, and we, I don't know these artists, but they actually tour and they have like a bunch of people like coming out for their shows, and that's just the process, you know. So for me, I only think that it's pros and cons. Like, it depends on your vision, how you want to, like, what the thing is there. Like, what's your vision? What's your aim? That's what you use it for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you just know what you want to do and know how to use whatever it's like,
Now that you mentioned touring, this made me think about, like, the prices that you artists are giving us, taxing us for going to concerts and things like that. But then I'm also thinking about how there's limited concerts even happening now.
Yeah.
Do you think that's due to social media?
Well, I just think that the dynamics is like is huge, like it's wide. It depends. You can't really like narrow it down to like social media. Like, I feel like, if you have fans,
yeah, they'll come out.
If you have fans, people will come out.
Yeah.
If people fuck with your music, they'll come out. If they don't, they will not come out.
That's true.
You know, and people love you for something. Mm-hmm. You could be churning out tunes and people love it, but they still don't fuck with like coming out to see you because you're not as attractive to them as there's gotta be something. That's why like our labels or like management teams like try to find out what's the point of sale of an artist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to look for that thing. Oh, this is what they actually love about me. Oh, I love to cook and I show them on social media and that's what they want to see.
Yeah.
So then I'm, you know, redesigning my stage like a kitchen. And yeah, that's what they love. So then you find the point where people love about you and you give it to them. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, Sugar Cane, when I did it and I realized people loved the record, like I did a bunch of remixes, like, right?
Yes,
I did
you did.
I did the Spanish one. I did, like, it's just Latin remix. Like, it's you check out what do you want and you give it to them. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
because it's like you said, it's marketing. It goes back to that. You're selling yourself basically.
Yeah.
So if that product keeps selling, why not sell some more?
Exactly.
That makes complete sense to
me.
Now I want to touch a bit more about like the mental health aspect
of
social media, because I know that's a very big part, you know, for you musicians as well. Like, people don't understand what's going on inside, you know?
Yeah.
When the doors are closed, when all the lights, when all the fashion, everything big is gone, it's just you in your room. What's happening inside? How does social media impact artists and their mental health?
Social media is actually not a real place, you know? So it's crazy.
It's good to put that in your mind.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Like, sometimes we get carried away by the things we see on social media.
Yeah.
You know, because like I know a bunch of people who would like really risk it all and, you know, sacrifice it all, set up things and shoot for social media. But like when the camera is off, they are like broke and hungry as fuck. Do you understand? Like, so there are things people do just like, and it's this game is show business.
Yeah.
So it's what you show. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could be very like dangerous because then you feel like you're really like showing up for the world, but the world will not show up for you when you're actually going through
right
stuff.
There.
You know, because they don't know.
Yeah.
Because they see you as like this rich kid who is like full of affluence and you don't have a problem, bro. Like there's some people I see on social media, I feel like this guy never go get what I love. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because come on, man. It's Davido, man. Yeah, man. It's Davido. Like, he's got a rich background and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like you're thinking this person is never having a problem.
Yeah.
But if they sit down to start telling you what they have to go through to really, like, you know, appear the way they appear, then you, like, you'd be like, oh, my God, for real? Like, you know, so social media can really, I feel like it's one of the places that, you know, affects mental health negatively the most. Yes, because then it's like this big deception. You know, it's like it's full of deception.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we shoot all of these videos and all of that, but people don't really own this stuff. People think you own them. You know,
right?
So,
there's a whole team behind.
So you get like a bunch of people throwing the bills, like, "How far, my guy? Like, please, can I have this for that? Oh, my sister's school fees, or you know, bro, like my car broke down, I need to buy a new tire. You know, I know you can help me because you're driving all of these cars." And yeah, that's how it is. And you face it all. And sometimes you're like, really, the pressure gets to you, and you try to like help all of these people. Now you're like zero, and you're in your room, and you can't even ask people for help.
Because they can't see you weak.
Because they can't see you broke and weak and shit. So, yeah, it can play, like, it plays a major role in, like, fucking up people's, like, mental health. No cap.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for speaking on that. I think that's something that everybody needs to hear.
Yeah.
Social media, like you said, it's not a real place. But
yeah.
People need to, it's hard to think that it's not a real place. Keep that in mind because it feels so real.
When I was in uni, like, one of my lecturers, I think, were teaching something about computers and, like, fucking one time in a session, in a lecture, he said, he was trying to teach us about cyberspace. It's like asking somebody, what's cyberspace? And everybody's like, we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, it's a space out there. That's what he said. He says, it's a space out there. It's like, it's actually not a real place. Mm-hmm. You get, it's like, it's there. It's just like the atmosphere. And you're supposed to believe that these files are just there.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just
that's
the internet.
How we need to think about social media. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, speak to me about your most recent record.
Oh yeah, NLF.
Yes.
Yeah, NLF basically says nothing lasts forever, aka breakfast, and it was inspired by a heartbreak at some
everybody
point.
Everybody go chop breakfast.
Oh yes, man. Oh yes, everybody go
he
chop.
He said, "Oh yes," he's like, "That's definitely
yeah,
true."
Yeah, everybody go chop, but I feel like I need to put people on their guard, so it's like I need to just wake people up to know that it's coming.
Yes.
So once the better you know, the smaller the heartbreak, or like, you know, the easier I guess for you, because then at least you know it will happen. You know, it may not be like breakup, it may just be like, God forbid, death or something that's gonna make you lose something and you know, get brokenhearted. So that's what inspired my new record. And I mean, I just hope for people to get inspired and just be on the guards. Just know that like nothing lasts forever. Simple.
Perfect. Yeah. Everybody go listen to it.
Yes, sir.
Where
it's
you can
out
listen
there.
To music. Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah.
YouTube, all of the above.
Audio Mac.
Exactly.
Boom Play.
Yes, Audio Mac. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we end this episode, I want to do a quick game with you. Play a quick game of this or that.
Yes, sir.
First one. Nigerian jollof or Ghanaian jollof?
Oh, man.
Be careful with your answer here.
It's a game.
Hey.
Bro, I'm not really a jollof person. I'm a banku person.
Okay.
So come back when Nigerians can prepare banku like Ghanaians.
Wow.
If they can prepare banku, because that's not their dish. So if they can prepare banku, then we can have that.
I like how you just maneuvered through that. You see how you just escaped that answer.
I'm a banku and, you know.
You know what? That's actually my next one. Banku or fufu?
Banku.
Okay.
Yeah, I love banku. I love banku with okra. And that okra, only my mother, they do them.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. High life or Afro beats?
High life is Afrobeats, you know.
Okay.
It's basically like a title name.
Okay.
You know, Afrobeats is title name because high life deals with a specific like tones and whatever like that we use, right? The nature of the song. But Afrobeats is generally we're trying to like that's the umbrella name for African music. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So this it cannot be compared to high life, if you understand. Like it's the same as us. Against the world, not us against us. You get.
Period. I love that. Yes. Yeah. Last one. Would you rather get sugar cane, how it is with the stick, or blended in like a smoothie?
Then that one, you're not taking sugar cane.
You have to bite
you're
it.
Taking sugar drink. You get.
I get it.
Yeah, you're taking sugar water or sugar liquid or some shit like that.
You
like,
need the actual cane.
You need the
to
cane.
To chew it.
You need to bite it off and chew.
Okay.
You know, and spit it out like, man, African man. That's what makes it sugar cane. Yeah,
I love it. Thank you so much, Kamado, for being here and for speaking to us. Do you have anything else you want to say to the audience?
I'll just say, I mean, love the people that you love in the most healthy way possible and be safe. And, you know, love is the greatest of all. So, stay fly and love God.
I love that.
Sir.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Can't wait to see you guys on the next one. And thank you so much, Kamado, for being here today. This was a great episode.